You're holding daf nun dalet, the new perek. The Mishnah says, "Hanoide min ayeret." If somebody makes an issa neder, he's also tita yerek, a vegetable. So muta b'deluyim. He's allowed to eat a type of a pumpkin family, squash, deluyim, that's muta. That's not called b'chlali yerek. Rabbi Akiva Oyser, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva holds deluyim, squash, or pumpkins are also included in the word yerek. Now what's the shayla? So the Ran says like this, Hanoidem min ayerek muta b'deluyim. Tloheva yerek el apri. A yerek is only called a pri, like a fruit. Mashenka, these pumpkins don't go b'chlal pri. V'yistimaforshi, some say the stam yerek necho k'meishuchai. Yerek means vegetables that you can eat raw, cucumbers, tomatoes, that's called yerokis. Udeluya meinen kein, but pumpkin or like a squash, that you have to cook first. So therefore, like squash, deluyim, that's not b'chlal yerek. That's what the Tanakhama holds. But Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says if somebody makes an issa neder, he can't eat the yerek. It's included deluyim also. Omru lel Rabbi Akiva. The Chum say back to Rabbi Akiva, why? V'haloi, oy meradim l'shluchai. If somebody tells his servant, kachli yerek, I'll give you money, go out and buy me some vegetables, kachli yerek. V'oyma, now the servant sometimes comes back to the owner and tells him, you should know, loy matzasi yela deluyim. He comes back and tells the owner, I didn't get what you want, I only got squash. So Chum say, you see, it's a proof that it's not called yerek. That's why the servant has to like come back and ask the balabas, do you still want this or not? In other words, I realize you sent me to get yerokis, and I couldn't find the yerek. I could only find the luyin. And I'm coming back now to ask you, do you want this instead? So it's mashma, Chum are bringing a proof that the luyin is not called yerokis. You see, that's the way people act. Even though you got an order to buy yerokis, if you only find the luyim, it's not yerokis. You have to go and ask the owner, is that what he wants or not? And on this, Omar Lahim, Rabbi Akiva said back to the Chachamim, you should know, Kain Hadover, the same thing, I also agree. Well, what does he mean? Rabbi Akiva says, I agree to you, but what you're saying is goof or proof is the proof to what I'm saying. Oy Shema Oymar, hu le matzasi el kitnius. Like, does the servant come home and tell the master, like, he asked me to buy yerokos, you should know, I couldn't find yerokos, maybe instead you want kidneys. That the shliach doesn't ask the balabos. Because kidneys, beans, that's not bechlal yerokos at all. Ela shadaluyim bechlal yerek. But you know why the servant comes back to the master and asks him, instead of the yerokos, do you want the luyim? Like, you know why he even thinks like that? Because the luyim is bechlal yerokos. Therefore, if you ask for your ruckus, it's not so far off to give you deluyim. That's why the shliach asks the balabas, do you want this? But if the balabas asks for your ruckus, the shliach will not even come back and ask, do you want kitnius? That's pshita to something else that you don't think about. So Rabbi Akiva says, your proof is a proof for me that this is also a type of your ruckus. But the man says, Omar lehem kein adover. So Rabbi Akiva says back, from your story, that's good for my proof that when you make a neder for Yerek, you mean to include deluyim also. Because since the servant comes back and asks the balabas, do you want this instead? Mashmitz bechlal the Yerokas. We'll see in the Gemara, the Gemara will explain it more. Right, the kidneys, though, is ain't a bechlal Yerek. That's why the servant doesn't ask back about kidneys, about beans. Because beans is not b'chlal yerek, but the luyim, a type of a pumpkin or squash, that's b'chlal yerokus. But the osa b'pul ha-mitzri lach or muta b'yavish. In the case where you say, ha-noidim in a-yerek, if you ask yourself on yerokus, then even though stam kitni is a-mutter, but you also teach pul ha-mitzri, a bean from Mitzrayim, pul ha-mitzri, lach, if it's wet, fresh, or muta b'yavish. But when it comes dry, then it's mutter. The Ran says, also pull ha-mitzri lach, the chol shulach yerek evi. Chol zaman it's soft like and fresh, is called b'chlali yerek. Therefore, when you make a neder from the yerek, you're also a pull ha-mitzri. But when it becomes dried up already, it's not b'chlali yerek anymore, therefore it becomes mutter. Because then it's called like a min dogen. Then it's called like a type of a grain, when it's dry. But when it's fresh, it's called a min yerek. So Mar says like this, ha-noidim min ha-yerek. Shreddi Gemara, v'ho min yerek nodar. Like, what's the pshat from Rabbi Kiva? How could Rabbi Kiva say it's also by Deluyim? He made a nis and neder on a Yerik, not on Deluyim. So Rashi, the Ran learns, the Rabbi Kiva Porach, Heichi also by Deluyim, do I mean Yerik Nodar? U Deluyim lav Yerik Ninu. El a pri, the Deluyim is called like a fruit kamat, not like a vegetable. The Bishleim of the Ran says, Pula Mitzri, Kalameimah, the Chiva, and Shoysim, and Menel Dogon, Kishri Yavish. This type of a bean you use to make grain out of it when it's dry. But before it's dry, you don't use it to make like flour out of it. So therefore, up until it becomes dry, it's called a vegetable, it's called a yerek. But the luyim is a kasha. That Saran says, even though Rabbi Kiva explains himself, that the servant comes back and asks the balabos, do you want this also? But the kashri is lesadilayhi taima. Kivon de min yerek nodar, or deluyim lav yerek ninu. Alakur is still a kashri on Rabbi Kiva. Lamaisa deluyim is not called a yerek. So how could Rabbi Kiva say when you made this and that, they're on a yerek, it's included deluyim also? So Gemara says, Omar Ula, Ula Taka says, Einachnam, you're right. But the Mishnah is talking about, the oimer yarke kedei rolai. You said an extra word, you said the yerek of a pot. Should be offered to me. So what's the extra word of kedera lai? You meant to offer all types, even deluyim. For the Gemara know, v'dilma yerek hanecho v'kedera komar. Maybe it means a fruit, a vegetable that was cooked in a pot. Maybe that's what he means. Or forget, the Ran's a little bit different. The Ran says, v'dilma yerek hanecho v'kedera komar, t'chivon de deluyim lesnayim b'chal yerek. Like his pumpkin, the squash is not v'chlal yerek. If so, maybe less l'chol rabinu mi yisur delishnei. Even though he said an extra word here, he's making it also from yerek of kedera olai, but maybe the extra word does not mean to include the luyim. Ela mai, what does it mean to include? Kagoin shumin ubitzolim, haboyim lahatim es kedera. Maybe it only means like garlic, things that you put in as spices to the kedera. That's what you meant to include. A spice that you use for kedera, that's what you mean to include. Maybe the extra words of yarke kedera, you mean yirokas that go into the pot to make the pot taste good, like garlic or onions. You put into the pot to make it taste good. So that's all you meant to include. But maybe not the luyim. So Gemara says, true, you're right. But our Mishnah is talking about the Oimer Yerek Hamizbasho Begderolai. If you speak out clearly, you make an Isser on vegetables that are cooked in a pot. So you said a few extra words here. Yerek Hamizbasho Begderolai. So that's the Shaila. Do you mean to include the Luyim also or not? The Tanakhama says, still, you said Yerek. You only mean vegetables that are cooked. But not pumpkins or squash. That's not called the Yerek. And the Bekiva says, yes, it's called the Chlal Yerek. If you say answering all your rockets that are cooked in a pot. So Ran says, B'yoymer, Yerek ha-mizbasho b'gderolai. V'chol kai gavne svila l'Rabbi Kiva. T'chivon did luyim mimloch. Since Rabbi Kiva's svar in the Mishnah says is, that when you send somebody to buy for you your rockets, if he can't find your rockets, he comes back and he asks you, do you want the luyim? So since you see it has to do one with the other, is also ben. So since you said this extra lasha now, that anything that's cooked up in the pot, you meant to include deluyim also. For Rabbanan, some Rabbanan say no. Techivon etzorech lemluchi elayu. This svar is just the opposite. Since you see the shliach doesn't buy it on his own, he has to come and ask you permission. Do you want deluyim, even though you asked me for yirokas? But we have a doubt, maybe deluyim no. So therefore the Rabbanan say that's a svar that lav minahu. It's not called the type of a yerek. So that's the machlekes. Now this the Ran says, V'kayim lon k'Rabbi Kiva. We pass along k'Rabbi Kiva. That the luyim is b'chlal, yerek ha-mizbasho b'gedera. Yeah. Weiter. So Mora says now, B'maika miflugi, what's the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rechomim? Rabbonin, sarv the Rabbonin hold, kol milso ditzaro shlicha liyamluchi alo lav minahu. That's what the Rabbonin said in the Mishnah. They hold the svaro, since you have to ask, the Bala boss, if he wants it or not, if you have to ask him or not, that's a right. It's not called him in deluyim. It's not called him in yerek. When the Bala boss asks you, please buy me yerokis. If you have to go and ask him permission, if he could buy you, if you'll take deluyim, mashma, it's not a type of yerukas. Because if it would be a type of yeruk, you don't have to ask permission. The Baal HaBos told you, go buy me yerukas. So Chum say, since the shliach comes back, and first he has to ask the Baal HaBos, do you want this also or not? That's the proof it's not a type of yeruk. Mashen came to Rabbi Kiva Sava. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the svar is just the opposite. Ko milsa de mimlach shlichi lo minayu. As the shliach, just the opposite. Since you see he thinks about it, and he even bothers to ask you, maybe you want the luyim, it's a raya that it is a type of a yerek. Like Stamta, if he asks for yerukas, he doesn't say, do you want fish or do you want beans? Because that's not the chlal yerek. But a deluyim, that's mamish kamat like a yerek. It's not mamish a yerek, and that was the Gemara's kasha. If you only say clearly, you make it in this and that, they're from yerukas, deluyim are not included. And Rabbi Kiva also agrees, it's not mamish a yerek. It's deluyim, not yerukas. But it's the next category, right after Yerukas, is the Luyim. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, when you say this extra Lashon, that Kol HaMizbash or B'Gdei Rolai, so you meant to say even the Luyim also. So that's the Machlokes, do you mean to include the Luyim also or not? Omar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Moida Rabbi Akiva agrees though, that Linyan Malkus Shein Aloike. You should know you don't get Malkus for this. In other words, Rabbi Kiva is only Mesafkelei. He has a doubt whether the Luyim is really included in the Yerek or not. So therefore, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to eat it. If you make an Isaneh and not teach Yerokos, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to eat the Deluyim. But if you do eat it, you won't get Malkus. Because even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only a Suffolk, really, if the Luyim is included. And the Ran says, Om Rabbaya, Moizu Rabbi Kiva Linyin Malkus Shein Aloike, Techivan the Deluyim. Really, Yerukas does not mean Deluyim, like the Gemara asks. It's only because you said an extra Lashon of Kol HaMizbashel B'Gedei Rolai. So if you said that Lashon, it's not called a Vaday or Iser. Even all that said, that the Shliach does ask the Baal HaBos, do you want Deluyim? And the person said this extra lashon of Yerek HaMizbashel B'Gedei Rolai. So here in this case, Rabbi Kiva has a suffix that maybe the luyim is included, but it's not called a vaday; it's only a suffix. That's what Abaye says. The verse says now Tanan Hosam. We learned over there Mishnah Masecht Mila that says like this: HaShliach Sheosa Shlichusay is Balabaye Smol. If your Baal HaBos owns something of Hegdish, and the Baal HaBos told his shliach, his servant, go take it and do something with it. So the shliach took it and used it. So locker is that the Baal HaBos is over the Isamila. Because there's a klal of yesh shliach advar avera by mila. So if the Baal HaBos told the shliach to take something that's hegdish, it was b'shegig. The Baal HaBos forgot that it was hegdish. And the shliach now went and took it, so he did an Isamila. Since we say yesh shliach, the Baal HaBos is moal, because the shliach did what he was told to do. But what about lo yoser shlichusay? Let's say the shliach did not do what he was told to do. So then it's considered like he's doing it on his own. If the Baal HaBos told him, go take a piece of meat, and he on his own took a vegetable, so he did not do what the Baal HaBos told him. Now if that vegetable that he took was hegdish, he's over the yisamila. Is shliach moil? So now so far there's no kashya from Kiva. This comes out good according to everybody. But the shaila is from the Sefer. Verse says, Mantana. Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Omar Rav Chizda Masnitz and like Rabbi Kiva. The end part of that Mishnah does not come out like Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Tanan, we learned at the end of the Mishnah like this over there. Case said, what's the case? Oh Maloi, if the Baal HaBos tells his servant, the Shliach, Tain Bos Eliyorchim, I have guests over now. I want you to serve them some meat. So he told his servant, go take the meat. V'nosam lehem koveid, and the servant, instead of taking meat, took liver, or else the opposite. Tain covered, the Baal HaBos told the servant, you go serve these guests liver. V'nosam lehem basar, and instead the shliach took the meat, and it came out, the food that the shliach took belonged to Hegdish. So there was an issa miler involved here. The locher is hashliach mol. It's called the shliach did not do his shliach, his shlichus. The Baal HaBos told him to take meat or to take liver, and he took the opposite. So you see, liver is not called bichlal meat. So therefore, you did not do what the Baal HaBos told you. So you're not a shliach for the Baal HaBos, but rather you're doing it for yourself. Therefore, you're over the Issa Mila. Now, the kasher is, the Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say this Mishnah, to go according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a kasher. However, Rabbi Akiva himself says that, Kol Milsa de Mimla Cholosh Shliach, Minahu. Says, so Lima Balabayas, Vole Lima Shliach. That Rabbi Akiva says, anything that the servant would come and ask the Balabas if he still wants it, is called that type of a food. So the chur of the Balabas asks you, go buy me some meat. And the shliach can't find meat, for sure he would ask the Balabas, do you want liver instead? Like liver for sure is very close to meat. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since the shliach would ask the Balabas if he wants this, that's called like chad min. So according to Rabbi Akiva, this should be considered like the shliach did his shlichus. And therefore the Balabas should be over the Yisamilah, and not the shliach. Since here the Mishnah says, even for a change from meat to liver, it's not called you're doing the shlichus anymore, but it's called you're doing it on your own. The chura, that's like the chachamim of our Mishnah, and not like Rabbi Akiva. So Ran says, Man tanam Rabbi Chizda Maslisin, Kulad lak Rabbi Akiva, Klaima, Man tanam had mefarsh v'yozul, Yom atayim bas l'yochim, Kulad not like Rabbi Akiva. So Ran says, V'hovid demimlach, mi bas l'kovid, people ask, but I can't find meat, would you take liver? Hilkach osa shlichusa mikri. V'lima balabayis. So Ran speaks out, even though Abaye just got for the thing according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get Malkus. Ha'prishas dafku v'midid loy mishtama. That's only something like the luyim that doesn't mean that much type of yirokas. It's only because of a ribuya that you said kol ha'masbasha b'gdeiro. But over here the Ran explains, liver and meat is very close together. Avo covered is v'chlau basa. Like liver is fleshix, it's v'chlau basa. It's below ribuya, even without an extra word. If you just ask for meat, l'chura liver should be included according to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva here, it's called like a vadai. You're doing the shlichus of the balabayas, and the balabas should be over the yisamila. So since the Mishnah says no, the balabas told you to take meat, and you went and took liver instead, so it says the shliach is over the yisamila, not the balabas. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. You see, it's called something else, even though it's very close together, and the shliach, if he was sent to buy meat, and he can't find it, he would ask the balabas, so you want liver instead? But so what? Since it's not meat, it's something else, it's very close, but it's something else, it's not the chlal meat. So Kretzuraya goes according to Chachamim. And this Gemara now says, Omer Abaye wants to say no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this Mishnah in Mila could also go according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would agree that if you take liver instead of meat, you are not doing what the Balabas told you.